Hallelujah. Hallelujah. If you are ready to receive from God tonight, hallelujah. Hallelujah. God is about to be ready. If the good God bless you, and a deep hand of God, let me see God's Sabbath upon you.
We are here in heaven. I went to put in by Esa, my minister. My father-in-law sent me a pastoral outside. I arrived there. Okay, I went with my brother. I arrived there. And when the heat of it was on, I spoke. I said, by fire, so many people possessed by fire. And then the whole crowd, and they came and told me, we know you and we have been waiting for you. I said, now, how did you know me? This is the first time I'm coming to Tokyo. How did they know me? There is a guiding star. And men that are educated in the alignment of the constellations, they can trace out that there is a big poor king of the Jews. It was not by vision or by revelation. It was not an angel that appeared to them. Study the stars. They check the movements. They know when to strike. They know when to cook. They know when to build. They don't miss it. But you will sleep through the night. When you wake up in the morning, you need morning devotion in your house. You need morning devotion now. Sometimes if there are morning devotion, they will be waking in the middle. That's how you want to run your business. That's why you are like this now. That's why you are like this. Anyway, people like Mike, he has time. You are still about 20 or 21. You have 9 years to waste if you are 21 years old. Because the year of manifestation is when you are 30. If you are 30 years and you have not manifested, you are behind still. And I need to tell you that the greatest gift you can have in Israel is time. It is something you cannot recover. And time is such a gift so that we can make impact on eternity. There are things that we cannot do when we cross over to the other side. Time becomes a gift for God to do many things in our life. Especially the maturation of souls. Because the coming kingdom is a kingdom age. And that kind of kingdom can only be man ruled by sons. And sons are them that have entered into the places where they mirror all the stature of the original man. The man Christ. The Bible says that there are two men as out there. The first man Adam, the last man the Christ. And every other man is ordained to be conformed to the image of the Christ. So when we begin to journey in God, the target of God is that we conform. So when you have time on this realm, your job is to conform. It's not about how long you have stayed in church, it's about how much you have conformed. I had a body. I was born in church. And for almost 20 years, I didn't become anything too far. I can read the Bible, I read souls. I do one or two things. By age 19, I was ordained pastor in training. My father is a pastor, my mother is a pastor. I don't know the reason. What's your father's business? That's how the way your father defends AC. Which means if you know more about AC than the guy that studied engineering, I hope you know. The same way, my father and mother are missionaries. So even if I did not succeed in going to a theological seminar, I will know more about the Bible than the person that went there. Because since I was born, that's my father's business. I was 11 years old and we were moving from town to town, city to city with our feet, legs, preaching the gospel. I thought that was it. When I entered campus, I entered like a king. I said, we are here. Only for me to see a young lady. There's a place called on tennis court in Europe. And the young lady came. And she was ministering to somebody. And she said, in the name of Jesus, we see the Holy Ghost. And then blew on the person. The person went down. I said, how can a lady carry power? A lady carries power. Get it. And you say you're a man.
No.
The Bible said, for men ought always to pray and not to faint. Are you a man?
He said he's a man.
Someone find my point so that he will explain to us what it means to be a man. How do this listen? How do you know you're a man now? What's the proof? Suddenly we found out that the man that that he was the morning star himself, but he was dead with the garment of the flesh. Men will not know you. This flesh will continue to deceive them. They will not know the man that was shot from eternity to time to execute the purpose of God. They will never know. But when you begin to pray, after 6 years, somebody else will emerge. Yeah. The Bible said, and they went from strength to strength, every one of them, in Zion, appearance before God. The proof that you appeared in Zion is that the new layer of strength will be administered to you. You come to prayer, the way you are weak in prayer, you are sleeping 1 hour, 30 minutes you have been doing since 3 years, that's what you are doing. I don't know you are visiting, but it wasn't Zion. If it is Zion, you will increase in strength. Why not pray for 1 minute and say, increase my strength, increase my strength. I can't continue like this. I can't. Are you not tired?
Huh? And in another
the ground and pillar of truth. How many of you, you did sciences in secondary school, not university? Did you do sciences? You did do sciences. Do you know what is called calcium carbonate?
Stop going to the gym.
certain kind of creature, such that they will mirror all the intent of God. That is domiciled, that is contained in the scripture. So the Bible comes and says, be now holy, for God is holy. And then people will be walking up the street. All they have done is to read the possibility of becoming a holy being. But they have not seen a man walking that dimension. So they will begin to wonder, is it possible for a man to be holy? We heard it in the scripture. But can a man live like that? And then suddenly, remind me your name. God's time appears. And they looked at his life. And they said, I don't know what his holiness, but it seems as if this is it. So this is what it means for the church to be a crown and pillar of truth. The truth of God that is prophesied is a spiritual reality. Fully expressed in the heavenlies of God, meaning a conduit and a vessel, such theater that have a capacity to manifest and express all that heavenly and intangible reality of God, such that men will not need to go to heaven to touch that. So the same thing that is living and intangible in the realms of God have suddenly calcified as a matter of the fact that you have become an embodiment of the same reality. So you have become the ground and pillar. You see, people don't need to say, where is power? All they need to do is come to the church. And the church will become a house, a place where you can touch power. Where is holiness? You come to the church and touch it. So all those heavenly realities have become structures and pillars and foundations upon which the church is built, such that men will stop our situation. Where is our God? Why is Satan too powerful in our territory? Satan will come and bind men in your family. Nobody is married now. He will wake up one day and afflict anybody with sickness. He will come in Nigeria and break many laws, and nobody will challenge him. The question that we have, if he's in the days of Ashes of Best in Daosa, why not in our days? See, brothers and sisters, I have all with my life, though. I feel like dropping this mic, and I will just leave to go and pray. I will live to the mountains and I will never see them until I become the kind of man that God wants me to become. People have seen me too much. Do you know the power of Elijah? In certain seasons, the Bible will come and tell you, Elijah, hide yourself. In other seasons, Elijah, show yourself. Woe unto you if you don't know the days of your hiding, and you are showing yourself in the days of your hiding. Satan will cut you short. As a matter of fact, the implication of living that kind of life is that there is the worst is that there is a possibility of people clapping for you, and then you look around, it seems as if you are the best of the lot, and then you clap. A generation has lost the opportunity of entering into dimension they have not seen before, just because a man saw flickers of the hope of God in his life and come there. Do not come. I will not come. My knees are shaped to the cross. For the glory that is set before us. There is no shame too big to bear. There is no sacrifice too big to pay until you get there. And the generation will continue to make reference to your life. On that day, you have become a representation of all that God intended, because you have become a living logos. So the letters, are you getting the point where we are going? The letters are here. But when you become strength and enters into your spirit, when you begin to live it, it becomes a living logos. That is what God intended. Are you getting the point? So a point will come, men will stop asking a lot about the scripture. They do yokers that lack the capacity to hold on the house of the altar and draw out heavenly intervention in their territory. As a pastor, then you will come and collect your first time. If your pastor's number is not reachable in the night, you will die. Oh, what a shame. But the Bible said that the least amongst us shall be as strong as David, and the one that do a little better shall be like a nation. Are you getting the point? So when God looks at you, He sees a man bigger than a nation. You will never know where God is taking you until you come consecutively, constantly, like a domino effect. Many seasons after, sometimes many years after, and then you will see the impact of the cumulative obedience. The plan of sacrifice that God has led you through, and you, even though you didn't like it, it was not pleasant to the flesh, but you chose it, you chose it, you chose it. It will be pleasant. I'm not saying it will be good, the journey is not good, but the manifestation is a testimony of a man that persisted. Do you know what the Bible said in the book of Luke chapter 1? Luke chapter 4, verse 1. It said, Jesus, being filled of the Holy Ghost, was driven into the wilderness. Do you know what it means? It means that if you meet Jesus, you wouldn't want to go to the wilderness. You may read that place well. Somebody is filled with the Holy Ghost, and the reason why you are filled with the Holy Ghost is so that you will take such a nature that you will yield to all the demands of the Holy Ghost. Meaning that the man that is not filled with the Holy Spirit lacks the capacity to obey the voice of God, lacks the capacity to live beyond the riches of the flesh. The flesh is still dominant in your life. You can sleep through the night. Are you getting the point? By 9:10, you are eating, and then you sleep like somebody they shut the door. By 5, you will be struggling to wake up. As you slept, your destiny is left with you. And it's not planning to wake up.
So that you can get it.
a very property. It means that it has both force and direction. Power is not just something that is rotating everywhere, moving from here to here. No, it's intelligent. All the substances that are divine is God. They are intelligent. The anointing is intelligent. Power is intelligent. So when a man is filled with the heart of God, one of the things that happens to him is that he begins to drag you to the direction of the path that is filled with the resources that you need, with the mantles that you need, with the relationship that you need, with the equipment that you need. And it will not leave you until you are labeled on what it takes.
So the man
prophet that wrote in the books told you that the keys to power is prayer and fasting. But when you enter into your current life, you found out that God is demanding from you a consecrated life. That you need to talk less. Huh? That you need to separate yourself. But meanwhile, you are a man that likes a lot of friends.
You are always on social media.
It's always hard for you to work on. Huh? Even when you have left social media, it has not left you.
You need it.
No, you need it. Quiet, you sat on the quiet. say, good morning, they say, good morning, brother. Don't smile. Good morning. How are you? How's your night? So bless God. God is God. And they will make it pastor because of the way he is quiet.
Come on, come on.
What makes a man old is his capacity to interact with the Holy Spirit. Have you read the book of Job? The wise friends of Job came and proffered the solution to the evil that is burdening men, that is in his generation. They proffered solution to the challenges of Job, and in the days that they proffered the solution, some of them said that it was the sin of Job that was causing the trouble. Some of them said, they said many things. At the end, none of them had the answer. A young man was there, he was praying. He was praying. Because even though he was young in the natural, he was ancient in the spirit. He was young in the natural, but ancient in the spirit. How he interacted with the ancient spirit and the education that he came out, the education that he came out with, called him into a different kind of being. Suddenly he met men that were his elders before, and the words that were coming out of his mouth was strange. That was the kind of life that Jesus lived. The Bible said that the men that heard him speak in the temple said he spoke with authority, that even the scribes have never spoken like this. But they looked at him and said, is this not the son of Joseph the carpenter? When did you become this kind of being?
If you are the one that is implicated by that spirit of death, Is that the power of God will come on one of you? Shoulder, back up, man,